Alright, y'all, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was re-wiping my arm and it took me a little minute and I forgot to take the the loop off. Welcome. Welcome. Hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna do this 1 second. This is bothering me. Okay. Maybe this, okay, a little bit better. Okay, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Laborly, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, people? Please let me know if you can hear me okay, because I promise you, I hate... when I start talking to you guys and I start talking to you guys and then everybody's like, oh, you sound crazy. You sound muffled. You sound strange. I don't need any of that today. Cause today, my friends, is today, my friends, is the tapping. Hold on. No, I gotta do it right. Hold on. I gotta do it right. Today is the tapping. Today is the day that we get into our little tapping bag. Okay, it's right there. Our little tapping bag. And whatever we pull out of the bag, we're gonna have a discussion about it. Now, usually whatever's in the bag is theme based. Our theme right now until we clear the bag is the 80s and the 90s. What was going on? We're going to reflect back. I myself can reflect upon these type things as I was born in 1979, September the 27th to be exact. And so yeah, I pretty much grew up in the 80s and the 90s. And I guess you could say the 2000s too. Yeah, I was growing up. You feel me? I was growing up, so. And then Doc, my partner in good, he too also was a 79 baby, so we get it. So we get to talk about these type of things. And then, we sit down and we take our final exam. This year for this final exam is 2010. I'm hoping to free all of my Harleys from prison. Hoping to free all of my Harleys from prison. They're all in prison right now. Even my bottom one, it hurts. I love her. I'm sorry, bottom baby. But what happens is we And during the final exam, we get 5 guesses. Doc gives a professor. Doc gives us 5 clues. I'm sorry, everything is going off right now. He gives us 5 clues. We have to try to guess from those 5 clues which artist he is talking about, right? Now, with me, if I, for each guess that I take, I lose a Harley Quinn. Oh, it's sad. This is why all my Harleys are in prison right now. But I still get my point. But you guys, if you guess, you get the point. I'm thinking about how I can make this more spicier, but we're gonna think on it. And that's how that works. We'll get a little bit more into the rules of the game or rules of engagement a little bit later on in this segment. But for right now, that's what you need to know. The year is 2010. Okay. Just to give you a little bit of context of what's going on in our lives. Okay, so let me say this. Join the conversation, please. I would love for you to. You can always drop a comment, call in, or text the numbers 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. If you text, I will be reading your text out loud on live on air. Along the same thing goes for those who drop a comment. If you call in, just know that you will be live on air and people will be able to hear what you say. So you probably should watch your mouth. That's all I'm going to say about that. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. But I'm more so focused on the likes. The like is the free way for you to support this network that we're building over here. So yeah, hit the like button, please. Please. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com, babes. Check it out. There's a lot going on over there. Here lately in the last week, I'm slowly but surely updating things, making sure things are something proper like over there. Things are changing, like Rukasey's page is up over there. Just click on the home tab and the tab will drop down and it'll say Rukasey. Click on that link. So anything he got going on, that'll go on there as well. It's not finished, but it's up. We have our 2 of our first products for the skincare line up. Available on that website. There's a lot going on, so go over there and check it out. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Yes, woo, child. It's a lot to say. It's a lot. Woo. I get winded. My hand is feeling a little bit better. Okay, sorry. It's making it. I'm not dying. You feel me? I'm alive. I am alive. Oh, but anyway, so we're just going to wait for Doc to get in here. I don't know. He's running a little bit late. I mean, I seen him up here earlier, but I don't know. So anyway, let me run this commercial and I'll be right back. And if need be, I'll just be starting on my own. He could just join in the little reindeer games when he gets in here. But let me do this real quick. Shout out to Transcending Sound. I love it. Now you need to get some of their products and then you need to get some of my products. And it's a whole spa moment. Like y'all tripping. Check this out. I'll be right back. Hi, my ambitious ones. I am so excited to talk to you about Transcending Sound and their amazing aromatherapy product line. It's like you get a lot for your buck with them. With each candle or wax melt scent, it comes with a playlist. That's crazy, right? Each playlist is based in hip-hop, R&B, and or jazz. One of my favorites is called Fly Love Song. I burn it on a regular. It's a grown and mature scent with a 4-hour and some change playlist to go along with it.
Now, the smell. You get touches of jasmine, amber, sandalwood, and musk. Oh my goodness, it smells so good. I highly recommend. So if you're big on aromatherapy like I am and you love hip-hop, R&B, and jazz, this is where you need to be. So make sure you use our discount code AMBITIOUSLY15 to receive 15% off of your purchase at checkout. It's a vibe. Catch that vibe. Little aromatherapy and some good music to go along with it. You can't lose. AU Big Power.
I hope the Crickets is not holding Doc hostage. That's the last thing we need tonight, is the Crickets holding Doc hostage. We don't need that. Yeah. So anyway, we get right going to the bag. I'm sorry. I'm sending a message real quick. What? Okay. Hold on. This... Okay, so I'm gonna go in the bag. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in the world. Let's get in this bag real quick. So you could take this literally in two different directions. One is you could say, oh, there we go. See? They not holding him hostage. Rock, the Crickets is not holding Doc hostage. My baby is right here. Mm-hmm. He right here in the building. He said, Doc, I'm about to bring you in, bro. You ready? Let me know you ready. Okay, because I'm about to tell you. You can see it on the screen. You seen what he said. Hi, Doc, baby.
What's up? I'm running late. I'm having some computer issues, but I'm trying to make it happen.
Well, Rock, at least we know Rock not right. He said the Crickets was holding you hostage.
Oh, look, she didn't start a turf war. Look, Captain started, she killed one. Look, you take one of ours, we take one of yours.
And I took two already. Three.
Rock, you next. Then Rock is next.
I took three already, if you count the one I got earlier today.
Wait, then who else they gonna take?
Rukaze.
Damn. You gonna be down, look, in the Harley's locked up. You gonna be down bad.
I'm gonna be down real bad. I cannot. And they injured me, apparently, according to Rock.
Yeah, no, because Rock said you got bit by a cricket. That shit was funny as fuck.
So they bit me. They held you hostage for a little bit, but we got you back.
I wiggled out and escaped. I'm still trying to make sure everything is running and looking right.
All right. Wait, are you, do you think? But why? Rock said Crickets got hit is like Marlo. No. Not the wire. Oh my gosh.
Hey, maybe look. I got to choke the bacon and I'm going to make sure I get my drink and everything. Look, a Baltimore Crickets is different.
They're real different. Well, if anything, then Rock, you need to watch your back because they cover for you next.
Hey.
They travel.
They can travel. All right, I got that set up. All right, the only thing I need to do is get my drink, and then we solid.
Handle your business, baby. I just Rock got jokes.
No, Rock is a comedian.
Rock got jokes.
I'll be right back.
All right, but then here's my thing with you, Rock. You be, oh man, you got my cheeks hurting right now. I don't appreciate it because the Crickets got headers. But you don't never call in like you say you're going to. Well, thank you for my tacos when you do give them to me. You don't never come through. You be hurting my little feelings, and I just want you to know that. But let me see. I'm sorry to send this message. Rock got my cheeks hurting. Oh my gosh. I cannot. Oh. You got my cheeks hurting right now. I ain't felt like that in a minute. Oh, hi, Brother Mouse Zone. Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? So the first one we pulled out, I don't have time for you, Rock, right now. You making my face hurt. You're crazy. All right, the first one we pulled out, Dr. Bay. You could take this one in two ways. You could take it on the subject of, because if we talk about our childhood, right, is everything in our childhood. Hold on, let me see. Dang, we get some love. Hi, Q. What's up? Thanks for the like button. Thanks for hitting the like button, baby. Appreciate it. Rocking here, causing havoc. He said the crickets done took a hit out on my whole squad. I just hope he know he next, because they got, apparently, they got Doc once. And all my Harleys is in prison, so it is what it is. Good, Doc. I'm glad you came back right in the nick of time while I was telling the business about what is going on. A little recap of what Rock just started in the building. But the first one we pulled out, I was saying we could take it one of two ways. One is this movie came out in, I believe, the late 90s.
Okay.
Or you could take it from one thing we all love, we especially as Southern folk, which is soul food.
Okay. Both ways.
You take this, because one is, it is a part of our, the movie did come out in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is a part of your melanin, a child of melanin. That is a part of your DNA makeup.
Yes.
If you from the United States of America.
True. That 100% true.
For sure.
Certain things, certain smells, certain flavors, certain tastes will trigger your memories.
Yes. And you know, it's always been a thing. I'm going to go on the food side first. It's always been a thing where, you know, it's certain stereotypes that they give us, like the watermelon and the chicken. But one thing I say about this, about children of melanin in this country right here, is we take a recipe that wasn't even our recipe and turn that shit into, I'm sorry, and turn it into a masterpiece. Case in point, macaroni and cheese.
Exactly.
Was not our recipe. Actually, that recipe was learned by Thomas Jefferson, his slave wife's brother, and brought to America. And then looked that mother effer up and turned it into a whole new thing. Now look what we do with macaroni and cheese. Stop playing with us. Chicken, fried chicken. That was us getting the scraps that the master didn't want. We flipped that mother and turned it into a whole thing. And yes, we do love our chicken because we know how to make it.
I agree.
Along with many other delicacies, we took it, we flip it, and in our own, we took it and we flipped it. We had to turn it into something. Heck, hush puppies. You know, they was made for two reasons: to eat and to get the dogs off our behinds, because it threw the scent off while we was trying to escape. Oh, I'm allergic. Don't play with us in soul food. So yeah, we like our chicken. I love a good hush puppy. Don't ever get it twisted.
Same. So all right, we on the food side of the soul food.
Yeah, the food side.
The one, and this is the magic that melanated people, or people that were descendants of enslaved Africans, have. Give us that thing that, if you are quote unquote those higher people, give us the thing that you claim is the worst.
Right. And we're going to make it the
flip it. Remix it. Reinvent it. Make it better.
We up.
That, and I'll overlay real quick, only because this is the tap in, but the same thing with music. Mm-hmm. You don't have access to all the instruments and you can't play all the instruments. Well, I could take the instruments and the sounds that you had and make it into something. If something becomes hip hop, if something becomes rap,
right?
Something becomes a break beat. Right. It's the same thing with the food that, right. Oh, these are the things that nobody wants. Here you go.
Right.
From grits to just the basically kind of technically the dust of cornmeal to, oh, now you want to eat shrimp and grits.
Right.
To the neck bone. Oh,
right.
Now you want neck bones. And if you grew up in the Caribbean, which you call the people that just got dropped off earlier or whatever.
The early drop offs. Yes.
And it's just oxtail.
Mm.
Give us what you didn't want.
You scrape. Make it
something that you probably, ooh, this tastes so good. This is like, how did you do this?
Now look at the price of oxtails now.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about that.
But they were scraps to y'all before until we flipped it and made it
mm-hmm.
exactly. a thing. Because we make everything a thing. Stop playing with us.
Yeah. Stop playing with us. There's so many foods that if you go down the history of how it was when it started compared to what it became, that all of a sudden you can have a extremely profitable soul food restaurant in a quote unquote gentrified slash bougie area. But you'll be like, wait, they paying $40 a plate for some oxtail?
Right.
For some neck bones and collard greens? What?
Yes. Yes.
But it's true though. It's true.
Yes. Yes. They are. Because we took it, we flipped it, and we made it into something way incredible. Now you can't get enough of it, and you'll pay top dollar for it.
That's the magic. That is the magic.
Magic hands. Yeah. Yeah, that's my magic hands. I had to make sure I didn't have it confused with my jazz hands. Yeah, that's my magic hands. So, yeah. We a special kind of people. Don't play with us, but it's a joke. It's funny until you're hungry.
Anyway, off into who rocks any hot brother Zoom? Nah. This may come off different. I do have this thing where I know certain melanated people think certain eating certain things is like, oh, I'm beyond that. I've never had that. I grew up eating this. I know my grandparents ate this and they made it taste good. I get the new era of now when people want to spend money on quote unquote extravagant plates, but I hate when they say, oh, y'all still eating slave food. Nigga, this shit is good.
Right. But first of all, I'm not gonna race that. My eating habits that I grew up on that I love so much that made my childhood the brightest and the loveliest. I got happy when my grandmoms said dinner was ready. I got happy when my mom said dinner was ready. And then I got happy when I saw what was on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy. And we were fortunate enough to have the opportunity to eat those things.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie, now I'm about to take y'all to my North Carolina lineage. A lot of those things came out of my people's gardens, out of crops that they had to go pick to make money, you feel mm-hmm. me? And things like that. Out of neighbors' trees, pies came out, apple pies came out of that, like stuff right. like that. So it makes you appreciate and value the food more.
That is another adventure. The one thing I do think with the generation gap that is becoming is it tastes different, it feels different, and it's worth more when you know that I got this cabbage from, and you can name the person that had that garden. That you
Mr. Buster Farm across the way. You feel me?
Yeah, it's very different compared to
you feel me?
Why don't you just go to Trader Joe's or Whole Foods?
Right. it's a different kind of meaning. And so therefore, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but a lot of the soul food that I had came from them type of environments. And even by the time we came to Baltimore, my grandma, well, we got a lot of fresh markets here. You know, you've been here. We had, well, Lexington Market has been upgraded. It ain't even what you probably remember if you ever been there or you rock to, because I know you've been to Baltimore a couple of times yourself. Lexington Market is totally different. It's for like the millennials, and you know what I mean? It's not what you remember. But you know, we had like the open markets like Lexington Market and Highlands Market and Northeast Market and stuff like that, where they sold fresh produce and fresh poultry and things of that nature. And it was a little bit cheaper than it would be going to like a mainstream grocery store. Mm-hmm. So they would go to these places and buy poultry in abundance, buy vegetables in abundance, and make food for us to eat. Mm-hmm. But guess what kind of food it was? Soul food.
Yeah, and I think people also skip over to what the fact the word soul food really means. Mm-hmm. It meant that somebody was cooking this with love, and it could have been with love under duress, as in
right. But we were surviving.
We're surviving. That's love. I'm trying
to. I was getting ready to say I'm cooking the meal so we can survive. I'm doing that because I love us. Mm-hmm. That's soul food.
That's so real.
I have a play with it.
Oh, no one thing I would say, I don't know if you ever seen it. Mm-hmm.
I said, no matter what the recipe is, if it came from a loving heart and spirit. Well, it do kind of matter what the recipe is, because let me just tell y'all, raisins do not belong in the potato salad.
Okay?
So it do matter. It does. It very much matters. It does.
The thing I was going to say real quick, though, if you want to go down a good food journey, and it is a show on Netflix called High Off the Hog, where this gentleman goes back to Africa and shows how some of the traditional soul food were the actual roots of it came from. And it is a very good watch, a very good view. And it's really interesting if you like food and if you care about soul food, because yeah, soul food, I get it. Like mostly we'll say in America is soul food, but a lot of the food we eat does have history before we labeled it soul food and everything. Exactly. And it's a really good watch.
But I think by us being Americanized, we had to give it some kind of, you know what I'm saying, name.
Yeah.
Some kind of everybody. But that's the crazy part. Is there such thing as Caucasian food?
Yeah.
Like, what is it called?
I always heard, and I've never been, I always hear when people go to England, the UK, outside of the ethnic food that the other cultures have brought, that their traditional food is extremely bland and nasty. And I've heard this from also less melanated people.
I mean, let me say this real quick. I love you to all my people in the UK, but yes, I too have heard that.
I've heard it. Like the national dish in UK is, what is it? Curry, which is a Southeast Asian dish. Which is super weird.
Who is making the curry over there? I don't know if I could trust anything, because I'm a big curry. I'm a curry everything love. I love curry goat, curry chicken. Like, I love curry.
It's less the islander curry. It's more of the Southeast Asian curry.
Is it more like Indian curry? Because yeah, I eat
more
that
like curry. Indian curry.
I eat Indian curry. So I take that. I eat Indian. I tear some Indian curry.
Yeah, hell yeah.
With some naan.
Yes, naan. Look, give me some tikka masala and some naan. I'm with the shit.
Oh my gosh, that is a whole. Oh, stop playing with me. When it comes to food, right? I think this is because my biological father and my dad, who is my stepdad, they were both in the military, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with them, you didn't really just be like, "No, I'm not gonna eat that." Nah,
we have to taste.
You try it to know if you like it. So one thing I'm big on, like I told y'all, is I do not mess up my curry. Now, I love a good Caribbean curry. I love Caribbean.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Make me feel good. With some cocoa bread and some plantains on a... okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm getting happy about food. Let me calm down. Calm down. But a good Indian... Ooh! With some...
Yes. And that is the wonderful thing that, yeah, if you have experienced or been... And I technically want to say forced. If you've been forced to eat different things, I will respect your palate a lot more when you tell me you don't like something compared to if you've never been forced to experience things and you just claim you don't like nothing.
Exactly. No, I've been made to try some of everything.
Yeah, that's why I said the word, because I understand.
Well, I like oysters, right? Uh-huh. Love a clam, though. Love a clam. Don't like mussels. You feel me? So, but I like, you feel me? I like different things, like a good crawfish, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, the things that I say that I don't like, I genuinely don't like them because I've tried them before, which made me not like them.
And that's more respectable than somebody that's never tried it and just say they don't like it. How do you know? How do you know?
But see, my problem is when I tell somebody that I don't like something, and then they go, well, how do you know? And I'm like, because I tried it before. And they like, you don't know. Well, you don't know. But if I tried it before, then I know, right?
I'm
going to give y'all a story real quick. Hold on. I got one thing. This is an example of that, right?
Story time, Cat.
Yeah. It's all where Cat coming layers. So listen. We're going to go back to 2007, I'm about to get married, right? No, I've already gotten married. Now we're planning a reception because we got married at the Justice of the Peace. Now we're planning a reception, right? Had a nice sizable reception, sitting down with the caterer. Now the caterer is an urban type of chef or whatever. So, all right, cool. So he got peach cobbler. I'm cool with that all day. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites. And then the other dessert that he has for us to choose from is bread pudding. That's a big thing up here in Maryland. I don't know why it's disgusting. It's very disgusting. It's horrible. I don't care who makes it. It's disgusting. Maybe it's the texture. I don't know what it is for me, but myself, my mother, and my ex-husband. We're sitting at the table and he's like, taste this. Cause apparently he likes bread pudding a lot. But remember, I just told everybody at the table, I'm a pass on the bread pudding. I'm not really a fan.
Okay.
This dude mixed peach cobbler and bread pudding together and proceeded to feed it to me.
Well, he did a remix though.
Wow. Now you're playing on my intelligence because you don't think that I look and smell my food before I eat it. I do.
You also don't like
you should know who you're marrying. But no, he don't get no pass. You should know who you married or who you're married to. So sure. That looks stupid of you because you should know if I don't like something, and before even that I don't like it, that I smell and I look and I examine my food before I taste it. This is who you married. See, you don't get the same thing as you just being my boyfriend. You've married me now. I have a ring on my finger. Mm-hmm.
Different rules.
Way different rules. So now you proceed to mix them together like as if you got one peach on top and I don't know that bread pudding is at the bottom. So I'm now mad because now you're insulting my intelligence. So now I got to turn around to your stupid ass and say, motherfucker, you think I don't see this fucker? You think? How dare you insult my intelligence? If I don't have anything else in this world, my intelligence I have.
I don't think he was insulting your intelligence.
Oh, no, he was. He's an asshole. This is the same man. Pause. This is the same man that was putting his hands on me. Yes, he was.
Okay.
He was caveman.
Fair point.
Keep trying to take up for bullshit-ass niggas, and I'm telling you, this is what I dealt with. I'm not with him anymore. If he was a great fucking husband, I would be there.
Okay. Understood.
I'm not. He's not even the father of my child.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's that. But that is a thing. That is a thing. Mm-hmm. But don't play with our love for soul food. I do love some soul food. I don't like all things that...
What soul food don't you like, Dan? Let me ask that. Outside of bread pudding.
I just told you I don't eat oysters. I don't eat mussels.
All more seafood. What about chitlins?
Ew, no.
Okay.
Why would I be eating a shit bag?
Just pork.
I'm asking a question. I don't really eat pork anywhere.
Okay.
Beef. I eat some beef. Not that often, though. And turkey, chicken. I'm not a real big pork. Like, when we have grains, it's a piece of turkey in it.
That's it. Turkey. Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
You feel me? I'm not big on pork. I'm not a pork girl, kind of girl. But yeah, and I'm definitely not eating no chitlins because it's a shit bag.
Okay. So.
I don't give a fuck how much you clean it. It's a shit bag.
I'll go ahead with the question, but the one part we haven't talked about yet is Soul Food the movie.
Soul Food the movie. You know why I love that movie? Because although, you know, you have the parts where the dramatic, you got to make it have like the happily ever after at the end type of thing situation. It is a depiction of what a black family could look like.
Could. I will tell you. Well,
I use the word could on purpose.
Okay.
Could look like. Because you have, and I'm telling you right now, I say could. Because I could say that in my family alone. You got the sister that's very successful at what she does. I would say that's my mom. You feel me? Little paper. You got the sister that thinks she's just the head of, you know,
everything. The diva of divas.
She run the family business. Like, I cook and I do this and I'm in charge. You got a big mama. We got a big mama. Well, she not a big mama. She's actually a little mama, but she's a big mama. But she told a pistol, so don't play with her. So she a big mama. And she about to turn 90 and she still got a pistol.
Salute to that.
Big mama. We call her Maj. Sometimes she turned into this podcast.
Shout out to you, moms.
Ma, just ma, no moms, just ma. Moms is my mother. So you got a big mama. They got one of those. You got the real cute aunt. She just be fly as hell. She might do a little hair, whatever. You feel me? You got one of them in every family. Depending on how big the family, and their family was only like three girls. And my family, like I said, my grandmother had 12. On one side, on my mother's side, she had 12. So it's a mixture of elements and uncles and aunts and stuff. And they still went through the same type of issues that they went through. Then on my dad's side, big mama would be my grandmother, Lollipop. And she had two girls and three sons, but one knew how to do hair real good. You had the successful son that would be my dad. You had the, you know, it's a representation. Soul Food was a representation of what I could say all black families.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like some form of fashion. Drama. Yeah. Drama.
Yes.
Some kind of hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gonna pass or everybody gonna get sad. Mm-hmm. Poor little Ahmad was trying to bring the family back together, but he was trying to bring the family back together like Big Mama would have had it. Mm-hmm. Lem, he the jailbird. Every family got one of them.
Big facts, sadly, but big facts.
Then you got the uncle that's like, I don't know what her husband did, the sucker sister husband did, Vivica Fox husband did. But he was like a mechanic type of dude or whatever. I don't know. But you got one of them type of dudes in every black family too. He do something. He always got the work shirt on.
Working man, blue collar. Gotta get it done.
You know what I'm saying? Then Terry, she was successful. So of course she married a successful man, but he was occupied by shit and he done smashed a cousin. Oh my Lord, he done smashed a cousin. It was a lot going on in that movie. It was. It was a lot going on.
My thought about that movie.
Some money and save the house. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, my thoughts about that movie is it is a good slight representation of black families, black culture, and what all of our families, we got somebody that we can name that, oh, this was your character. This was your character. Oh, no, this is you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they clean some of it up just for Hollywood, in my opinion.
Of course they did. Why wouldn't they dock as Hollywood? Who would
make it
money? Who gonna put their money in it if they don't think?
If I see a real, hey, y'all need to see this. Look, everybody family like this, for real, for real. That's my only difference that I would have with that. That they did, they showed the whole thing, because one thing.
The only person they ain't have in there was the crackhead.
But I think this is me saying fucked up shit. Is a crackhead interchangeable with the jailbird of the family?
No, because you got both of them in most families. You got the jailbird and got the crackhead.
But are they in it for Hollywood?
No, they're not interchangeable. You got to have both of them. You got to have the jailbird.
I think you're speaking the way I would see it.
Wait a minute. Remember, Lem, and I'm saying it from a hood perspective. Lem got locked back up, so he was gone out of the movie for a second. Mm-hmm. It would have been nice to have that. I mean, not nice. That's not.
It would be nice to have the crackhead of the family.
But it probably would have been a little comical and reassuring to see a little crackhead comedy in there real quick.
But see, crackheads aren't really funny.
You shitting me? Are you shitting me?
I've only had one crackhead that I'm fully aware of in my family.
What I'm saying. Okay, I was getting ready to say
that. But it wasn't funny. It was kind of sad. And I think it's more sad now that I'm older.
Let me say this. What that situation is never funny. I don't want you to ever get that.
I'm making sure.
I need you to set that to the fucking side. But if you chill in the hood, I need you to come on up like, no, I don't. Never mind. Forget that I said that. I'm going on the block by myself. But what I'm saying is, if you chilling outside on the block, and this I'm bringing hood politics in, you get ready to see a plethora of different types of entertainment. And all of that entertainment, most of that entertainment is coming from a crackhead.
And it's
only or a drunk. And you don't have no control over their comedic timing. And you ain't going to have no control over the moment that they catch you off guard and your laugh, because the shit is going to be funny. I'm not saying I appreciate their circumstances. Absolutely the fuck not. But I done sat around a crackhead or two and watched them do some funny shit and could not stop myself from fucking laughing, along with all the other motherfuckers that was out there with me
My divide is, I still realize like there is a medical mental issue that's going on, and yet they will do and say weird shit, which yes, I will laugh like, wait, you did what? Why?
They've gone off that shit. I'm not getting ready to get all technical and medical on this shit, because gone off that shit, and sometimes they do funny shit. And right, you can't help but laugh, because the shit is funny and it's happening in real time in front of your face. You going to stop yourself
from
laughing? I got a dog.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part you said.
I said I got a dog sense of humor, so.
I do too.
I'm going to fucking laugh. Sorry.
This is a question that I stated to family members before. Family members generally were like, don't trust them, they're a crackhead. One thing I realized like 2 times out of 3, they actually gonna do what they say they're gonna do. That's the funniest shit to me. If you disagree,
I'm not getting ready to get into the psyche of a crackhead. I have relatives that still battle that issue to this day. What I'm gonna say is my own uncle, this is my uncle, and I love him to death, but he's done some funny shit in his crackhead moment, and I've laughed at that shit. And that's my uncle. Because he was stupid. And he's stupid as shit. Well, he was stupid. I ain't gonna say he's silly. He's getting his life together now. But back then, he did stupid shit. And I laughed at it back then. And I'm gonna laugh at that shit now that I think about them stories. It is what it is. It is. Like, enough crackheads. You got enough crackheads.
I should just start
a segment of this podcast and just bring all my peoples out, just crackhead tales.
Damn. Different show, crackhead tales.
And all it's only a story about funny crackhead stories.
You ask the few crackheads, and I don't, even though I know we use the term crackheads as anybody that's on drugs generally, but if you use the term, I would say 2 times out of 3, if you did actually do something, the first...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
They probably gonna do it because I also know they're trying to build your trust. That third time might be fucked up.
Again, I'm not analyzing the crackhead. Right. There's nothing you could trust or there's nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
Experience. My biological father was doing both coke and heroin. I'm giving y'all some real shit. It's nothing you can trust from an addict because they're trying to do what they're trying to do to get their high. So let's just get that out of I'm not analyzing what it is that they do. That's not, I don't have that addiction. I don't have those traumas. You feel me? I'm furthest I've ever gone is smoking weed.
Okay.
I'm good there. And drinking a little bit. I'm good there. I can't get into all of that. But like I said, I got family members that did dumb shit. I laughed at the shit then when they did it. I'm still laughing at the shit now. Because that's how my sense of humor works. So if they do some dumb shit, I'm laughing at the shit. So do I feel like a crackhead could have... Yeah, because a lot of families got crackheads and it could have been some dumb shit that made you like, what the fuck? Because it was funny moments in that movie. Well, supposed funny moments in that movie. That could have fit in. And it would have been still just as relatable as having a jailbird. You can have both. You could have had both. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't have hurt the movie, no less. Next thing, because I want to hurry up and get this done, and that's the last one we're going to talk about. Okay. Fun times. I'm going to save this one. We're going to start with this one the next time. So I'm going to throw it back in the bag because it's
so many. It must have been really good then.
it was. And it's so many things to say. That takes a conversation up in itself of a show. So I'm going to put that back in there. And we're going to hopefully pull it back out the next show. If not, another show. This last one we're going to talk because we got to get to the final exam. The last one we're going to talk about is Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
One of my all-time favorite video games ever.
Okay. G-shit. Who was your character?
I had a multitude of characters that I used to like to play with. Like, I used to love playing with Raiden at one point in time. It's not about to happen.
Okay.
Something about to happen. Of course, Sub-Zero. I did love playing with Sub-Zero.
He was a Sub-Zero. I was a Scorpion.
And then Scorpion was always one, but I also loved the little audio antics that came with Scorpion. Like, come here.
Get over here.
Yeah. My gosh. That was one of my favorites. It was a few of them. I had a few. All
right. So my OG two from the OG original game was Scorpion and Kano.
And who?
Kano, the dude with the eye with the knife.
I know who he is. Kano was cool. You know what? I think as the game progressed, then I what was her name? With the mask, and she got the face underneath, though.
You talking about the new one? She had the whole shit. You talking about fucking with I keep wanting to
That was her little thing at the her fatality.
Yeah,
like at the end, she picked it off, and then she
because she was supposed to be pretty, but then she took her mask off. She's like a demon up under.
And her sister's
I'm gonna Google it just
because Katana and the other one. It was two of them. Katana put her pussy on your neck all the time.
That's what you remember?
She did. That was one of her moves. She jumped on your neck. And then she
let's see.
I'm lying, that's what she did. She jumped on your neck and then she
No, you're not lying. You said
That was one of my favorite moves. Like, yeah, bitch, I like that move. I wish I could do that in real life. Jump on a nigga's neck. Sorry.
This is Mortal Kombat characters. All right, look, we just gonna, I'm gonna run off the list real quick. All right, running off the list real quick. Sub-Zero.
That was one of my favorites.
Sub-Zero. Johnny Cage.
No, I hated Johnny Cage, but go ahead.
Raiden.
Raiden, I already said that was one of my favorites.
Noob Saibot.
Max.
Shang Tsung.
I never really played with Shang Tsung.
Shao Kahn.
Every now and again. Now I'm about to go play
that. Those little sisters, Katana and Melina.
Yeah. Katana put her pussy on your neck and she... Sorry.
There was Ermac.
Melina. That's the ugly bitch. Yeah. She take up, and she gonna be ugly underneath it. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, right, I said Ermac. You had Reptile, Sonya Blade.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for Reptile because he starts spitting that shit.
Mm-hmm. Sonya Blade.
Sonya, I don't really like playing with her too much, even though she is like an icon for that game, though. I just never.
Sindel. They kind of put them in. Well, I think this is the year they came out. Because Scorpion was OG. But Scorpion, Jax. I used to play with Jax.
I used to play with that. That's the black man, right?
Yep, the black man with the steel arms.
Yeah, I used to play with him sometimes.
Kenshi.
Sometimes.
Cyrax.
Cyrax is.
The one that looked like the robot.
No, I ain't really play with him often.
Natara.
Yeah.
Goro. You remember Goro?
Of course. Sorry, of course. Arms. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Havoc. Quan Chi.
No.
Geras. Geras is one of the newer characters. He's the one that's in charge of, he's the black person or melanated person that control time.
Only they try to start putting more melanated people in there.
No, they did. You got Smoke. You got Darius. Rico. I'm just naming Ashara, Striker.
Okay.
Kano was my dude. Right. Sector was the other robot guy.
All right. Well, we're going to have to get back because I want to.
Okay.
We still got a final exam to get to, and I got things I got to get to, too.
Say real quick, my favorite Mortal Kombat character was Kung Lao, though. He also had a hat, but it was the hat with the razor around it.
Right. I know who you talk about. Yeah, well, I said one of my all-time. There's a couple of games that you would catch a girl playing. I already told y'all. Assassin's Creed is definitely on the top of the list. Like, I love that game. I've played just about every... since the game came out. And Mortal Kombat, same thing. Been playing that game since it came out. Love, love that game. I still, even though I got it on the PlayStation, which is in my daughter's room that I never play. And I still have my Xbox 360 and it still works. And I still have it on there too. Just... Me and my sister used to be like, you try and get a game in real quick. Like, my little sister, you try and get a game in real quick.
Wow.
Yeah. Turn the game on. Like,
get it in. Who won?
My brothers, what's up? You trying? Oh, you trying to get your ass whipped real quick?
Y'all get their ass real quick.
You turn into an argument. It's a whole thing.
But who's the player?
Who? Me?
I'm asking.
No, that's how we used to talk to each other.
Oh, when
I used to hint like who? Me? Get my ass kicked? Oh, you must be crazy. You must be out your fucking mind. Now, what you said, who was what?
The best player out of you and your siblings.
On that game, I say it's a toss-up. If you was asking me some shit like Madden or some shit like that, it's definitely my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You asked me some shooting shit, me.
Mortal Kombat,
it's a toss-up. I told you that.
No, so nobody can pop the other person. It's just get right character, right time. You
ever having the right day on the thumb movement?
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know your thumb gets to hurting after a while, like shit.
Get that bad callus.
I can't tell nobody my thumb hurt. You know what I mean?
You gotta hide it.
Cause this, I got this is. This is when I know my thumb hurts, so I gotta keep it going. Like, my thumb hurt because I've been now. I gotta switch it over to the index finger. No, bitch, no. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
My thumb was hurting. I gotta switch over to. I ain't quitting. No quitter.
Hey, so, good shit.
My guy, go to the nub. You feel me?
The nub. You gotta go to the nub.
Like, I go to the nub. Let's get to these nub. Cause you can't lose. It's by all means necessary. All right.
Can X by all means necessary.
You gotta go to the nub. Start hitting the joystick with the nub. Like, ah! All right, well, my thumb back. Ah! You know what I mean? But anyway, this is why I say it's a toss up. You don't know who's going. Depends on the day.
All right.
I'm going to get to these love notes real quick. You want to refresh?
Yes.
Okay. So let me say this. Love notes. Shout out to anybody that's giving us live love. I love y'all. I'll see y'all. Shout out to anybody watching my Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you guys so much. And don't ever get it twisted. That's why I'm giving y'all live love. But this love I'm about to give right now, this is not love. This is the love notes. Oh, I feel like I should have some sexy music in the background when I say this, like, bah, bah, bah. I don't know. But anyway, this is the love notes. These people I'm about to bring up real quick are the people that show us love by downloading this podcast and listening. And I love them very much. How do we come up with the name? I used to call it Love Doc. I used to call it Show Notes. We came to a compromise eventually. And, now we call it love notes. Yeah. He also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was a lot of cities, states, and countries on that paper, though. And so, yeah, it was a lot of papers, but it wasn't the size of a composition notebook. That was just extra. Okay. But we don't do that no more. Now we do this. Let me give it to you real quick. Let me give it to you. We do it like this. We've gone green. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you so much. You guys are extraordinary, man. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you for the love. Oh my gosh. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you too. Hi, I love you so much. I do. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, and Sweden. Hi, babies. I love you so much. I adore you guys. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Some of you, I can't even tell you how much I love how I keep saying, going back, you know, to check the, you know, data. And I love to see, like, that you have come back again. That is extraordinary to me. So I thank you so much. We are waiting on Doc. But let's read what Doc had to say. Doc said, worldwide studies show 2 out of 3 crackheads will sell your furniture. Black family verified. Yeah, they will. Hell yeah, they will. Shit, I done had TV stolen some more shit. You better ask somebody with crackheads and they will. Ask crackheads and they yeah. You gotta know what it is. You gotta respect what it is. Like, I mean, not respect what they do, but you gotta just understand that it's an addiction. And sometimes they just be out of fucking control. Yes, Lord, they do. Child, yes, they do. Top flight, catch the vibes. Why soul food ain't served on a plane? on the way to the Mortal Kombat competition. I don't know, but they probably would have had it. I don't know. Because I don't know if they would have had as good as a fight. Because, you know, after you eat that good plate, you get the itis. I don't know if that would have made for a good flight. I mean, a good fight afterwards, Doc. They can't be eating no soul food. And then going trying to kick somebody's ass. They going to have the itis.
I need to make it. I know you.
Then I took a nap, missed the competition.
Took a nap and missed the competition? Come on, wait. It was today?
Damn, what time is it? Listen, they can't be eating the soul food on the plane on their way to the competition. They gonna wake up, it's gonna be 10 o'clock at night. The competition was at 5. See what I'm saying? That's why. They done woke up 5 hours late. They can't do that.
Come on, do I get invited to the next one? No.
That damn soul food on that damn plane. Listen, no. Soul food and Mortal Kombat competitions don't go together. All right, so it is now. It don't even go together. This is going. This I tamed the loss because they not ate hog mugs and chitterlings.
I fuck with that.
They ate that on the way. They not going to wake up till 10 o'clock. They listen, all right.
Yeah, if they wake up, they be ready to fight.
Right. Dang, who woke me up? Shit. Listen, it is now time for the final exam. It's time for the final exam, people. I'm trying to free my Harleys. Don't know if that's going to happen because I keep choosing these stupid ass years. Just take it how I get it. Yeah, I just don't know anymore. Hold on. I'll put this on the screen. So basically how this game goes, Professor Doc over here gives us 5 trivia questions, hip-hop trivia questions. We have to guess. Now, how it works for me is the more guesses I take, the more Harleys I lose. That's why all my bitches in prison, because I keep choosing these stupid-ass years. Okay? It's my fault. I'm sorry, Harleys. Hands on the window. All my bitches, I'm trying to free them. But if I do guess, I still get the point. And just, I lose some Harleys. If you guys guess, you get the point. If no one guessed, Doc gets the point. Anything you want to say, Doc, that I'm not?
Get your don't do pencils. Y'all live during this year, and y'all are hip-hop fans. Y'all are hip-hop heads. I don't know what all music y'all listen to. I don't know how deep y'all was in the catalogs. I don't know if y'all respect lyricism. I don't know if y'all respect production, but it matters.
It does play a part. So a bitch keep losing. The current score at the moment, Doc has 15. I have 28. Our former co-host has 5, which are questionable. We're going to see him on September the 28th. Make sure you turn in, and I will tell him to his face if y'all want me to. This is very questionable. Okay? Okay.
Look, I should send you a thing to do with your thing if you want to do like a slight winner of something in live competition. You just ask
a question. We might pull that off. Put something together. Let me see what we can do with that, because we only got a few more days, so it got to be put together soon. But so I could fit it in, because everything's scheduled. And then right now the audience currently has 2 wins. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that is the score. It's what it's looking like. Again, our former co-host is questionable. I'll tell him that when I see him. Okay? Okay. He will be here performing on it. And I'm going to have to tell him that. Listen, because I ain't no punk. I'm going to have to tell him. I might do it after the set. Like, listen, I got to tell you something. The 5 points is questionable, bruh.
5 points is questionable.
Man, Doc was being
nice. I don't think the whole 5 points. I don't think the whole 5 points is questionable.
No, I say maybe 1.5 of them I know you gave up. And I know that there's a couple of times that I gave up a couple of answers. So okay. It's questionable. I probably give him 2 out of the 5 points.
So he got a solid 2. All right. You ready for the first?
We ready. Okay. I just wanted to clarify. This questionable for the 5, though. Go ahead.
All right. So all the Harleys are locked up, y'all.
They locked up. They won't let them out. I got to get them out.
Harley number 1 is super mad at Cass, but...
Fuck. What you think the bottom is now? This bitch done been in prison for 2 weeks.
No, number 5, she be getting out and having fun, and she get locked back up.
She is pampered and spoiled because she done been in prison for 2 weeks. What you think that make her feel like? Okay. Don't ever play with the bottom, bitch. She the important one, but go ahead. Let's go. Pimping 101, that bottom bitch is serious. All right. The first single was national anthem. Fuck the world. God damn, that was just angry. Just so angry. I'm sorry. And it was released on June 2010 off their debut album titled Straight Killer. This person got anger issues. Can I just drop by saying this? Listen, the single was national anthem, Fuck the World.
Yeah.
That starts off with anger issues, screaming loud anger issues. But then the name of the album was Straight Killer. Why are you so angry, sir? Give me number 2, the burst, bitch. She just knows she's sitting in there because I don't know who the fuck this is.
What? I want to clear something up. Is the one that's been in jail the longest, I say number 1 because she's always the first.
She's but not number 1 because she don't handle my business on the street. So don't fuck with my pimp game, all right? Let me pimp the way I need to pimp, all right? The bottom bitch is always out because she got to bail them bitches out of jail when they go to jail. And we can never bail them out. Yeah, she got to hold down the fort.
The one to get out, I think she be hustling with you trying to we need to get the girls out and all that shit.
The one that always get out, always hold the other girls down. That's the bottom bitch. That's number 5. She more reliable than the top one is. Listen, you making me expose my pimp. I don't want to show my pimp hand. Let's go. I might need to use it in the future, and I don't need it exposed. Go ahead.
Number 2, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't be exposing all my pimp tricks I got in my bag. I just need them to sit there. You never know when they might come in handy. This rapper is known for his gritty, street-oriented lyrics and his collaboration with renowned producer. Oh, no. Might got another bitch down because I don't know. This is weird. I don't know. This rapper is known for his gritty. That's so. Give me my next one.
This is another year because it's the year you called.
Yeah, but I choose dumbass year, so that don't matter. Go ahead, give me the next one. And I gotta prepare for
it. All right. This is number three. That means unless you answer here. You are.
I know what it means. That means I'm only left with two bitches.
All right, Pimtress, here you go, Pimtress.
And I'm trying to get at least my bottom bitch out of prison. Let's go. Shit.
She knows she the fave. She knows she the fave. She was spitting the other girls' faces, and like she like me better. She like you.
Listen, she know I'm reliable, and that's what's important in this game. They collaborated with a number of high profile rappers, including Currency, Schoolboy Q, damn, Bun B, and The Alchemist. Oh my gosh. I feel crazy if I don't answer this at all. 10 straight killer. But he's so angry. You don't know what he's talking about. Fuck the world. Mad Lib. Okay. This angry ass. I don't know. And it's hard because who don't want to work with Alchemist?
The facts.
I'm just saying. I mean, I could go without working with Currency. I like Schoolboy too, so I work with him.
Yeah,
I could not go without working with. I would never pass up working with Bun B, and I'm never in a million lifetimes passing up the opportunity to work with Alchemist. Like I said, I could pass on Currency.
Yeah, I flip Schoolboy Q and Currency because Currency is a good lyricist.
Yeah, he is, but I could pass on that. Nobody's saying that he's not. I'm saying I could pass on that. Okay. The bottom three, though, the last three, I would take all three of them. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a black hippie for real, so I would take.
Oh, that's why Schoolboy Q. Bumpy's not hippie, but.
I didn't say he was.
I get Schoolboy Q angle for you.
I know what Bun B is, but that explains the Schoolboy Q aspect because I'm a black hippie. I'm just going through, and give me the next one. I'm analyzing. All right. I need to analyze how I
study long, study wrong.
So. I only got two bitches left. I might lose this next bitch, but I'm hoping to keep the last bitch. Let's go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Boom.
I'm coming. Hold on. Well, y'all got something to do, so I'm not trying to rush you. I just got something to do after this. Business waits for no man. They have been involved in several public beefs with rappers, most notable Benny the Butcher. Why are you beefing with Benny? I'm sorry. I like Benny the Butcher. And Jim Jones. Well, that's not surprising. Jimmy be beefing with a whole bunch of people. But who been beefing with Jim Jones? I'm trying to think who. Who was beefing with Jim Jones? I don't know, because that's kind of hard. A lot of people beef with Jim Jones.
And like a bunch of silence. A bunch of silence.
I'm sorry, because I'm trying to think who all, but and it's a long list of people that beef with Jim Jones when I'm thinking artist-wise. All right. Give me my last one.
Last one. All right. This is the last one. This for
oh no, she had the baby.
Number five. Harley number five. The down, the rider.
All right. Come on.
Wait. Oh no. My bad. I copied the same question again. Oh, hold on. I messed up. Give me 1 second.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
No, I thought I had five, but no, I can fix it real quick. It only take me a second because I keep my notes. My notes are here.
I don't know what's going on. It must have overheated. I kind of transfer my latest notes. I mean, my latest updates to the plans.
Got my note. Hold on. Damn, I'm right there. And my last one, I thought I made it. It was... this. And I know what I would say, it looked kind of weird, but I'm like, oh, I get all my questions. And then it was this.
All right. Oh no, and I gotta revisit my hair before I leave. Listen, we gotta make this snappy dot. Oh. All right. What? You wanted me to lose all my bitches tonight? Cause who the fuck knows some shit like this? His It's a combination of his first name and his stepfather from Gary, Indiana. Who the fuck would I know? I don't know.
You want to give you a quick add in real quick? I just give a person's name real quick and
see. I got to make it snappy. So I'm just going to take this out because I told you I got something I got to do. Okay. So I'm going to take this out. But who? What?
So no guesses.
No guesses. I don't got none.
All right. I'll give you the answer. It is this person.
No, I would never know that. And I like Freddie Gibbs, too. I like some of Freddie Gibbs, not all of Freddie Gibbs. Let's correct that. I do like some Freddie Gibbs. I like Freddie Gibbs when he works with certain people that I like. I don't like a lot of people. So no, he works with people. I said I like Freddie Gibbs when he works with people that I like. Not he works with everybody that I like. But I wouldn't know that kind of information about Freddie Gibbs. I wouldn't. But oh, I like that he worked with the Alchemist. See what I'm saying? Bun B, I like that. Schoolboy Q. I'm going to throw one in there real quick, too. Anderson Pack. Yeah, he worked with him. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to throw that in there real quick. But all right, okay, so I took the L tonight. The only reason why I couldn't sit on that one is because I really do have some things to do this evening. And I got to make it happen because then I got to come back and get ready for school. It's a lot going on right now. So right now, Doc has... ooh, Doc, you moving up and then moving on up. Doc got 16. I got 28. Our former co-host has a questionable 5. And our audience members have 2 so far. But yeah. That's all right. Next week, I'm going to ponder. I'm going to have time to ponder because I don't have...
year. Was it, give me the year.
I'm going to give it to you in a second. I'm trying to think while I'm talking this shit, which is... I'm going to have time next week to ponder because I don't have no plans on having to rush out the house. I'm going to go with, shit. And that's crazy because 2010, it's a song. I got a favorite song that came out in that. Oh my gosh. With Anderson .Paak on it. But anyway, that's weird. We're going to go 2000 and...
Six. 2006. Got it.
Yes. I'm trying to stay away from the 90s because I kind of exhausted all of that a little bit. I don't think I have, but kind of, sort of. I'm going to give them a break.
Okay.
But yeah, so y'all, I'm not trying to rush tonight, but like I said, business waits for no man. You gotta handle your business while you can handle it. Sometimes business happens at weird hours of the evening. This would be one of those evenings. Join the conversation at any time. Drop a comment, text, call in 443-780-5978, 443-780-5978. You want to talk to us, contact at ambitiouscent.com. At any time, contact us. Who knows, I might be rushing out to meet with you at weird hours of the night about shit. Trying to get to this money. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. So make sure you do that. I have permission. Any videos that I play, I have permission to play. I haven't played any in a minute, but that's because it's crunch time right now, and we need to use our time wisely. But I'm not playing them if I don't have permission to play it. Our DJ, he does his thing. Leave him the fuck alone. Catch his vibe. We be vibing over here. Let it go. No, I'm not asking him to play anything that you asked me to ask him to play. I just quit. No, won't do it. I won't put my foot down. I won't do it. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Some changes, again, have been made over there, so make sure you go over there and check the website out. Rukaze's page is up there. That bio I wrote, by the way.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Yeah. But there's some new things on there. Like I said, we slowly add products on there. I'm not rushing it though. I want to take our time with that because this is special to me. Join our coffee community so we can have enlightening, titillating conversation, taboo even conversation, and I can cuss whenever I feel like it. I really want to do that. I want to be able to cuss when I feel like it. I hate censorship. I don't want to be censored anymore. Oh, sorry. Shit. Okay, I'm coming. Shit. So, big shout out to our DJ, man. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my... I can't wait until this event happens. Because this will be the first time y'all get to see him do his thing live. I'm excited for that. Man, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for these performances. Everybody is confirmed. It's locked in. Everybody's been promoting. That's locked in. Oh, I'm so excited for this day. I really am.
You plan. You going. You doing. You achieving. It's locked in.
Like, I'm so excited.
Make it happen. You get it.
I'm excited. So, you know, I mean, this is a thing. It's a thing. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. I'm just like, I think the closer we get to it, the more I'm like, oh, this is happening. So, yeah, I'm
excited. Save the date. Y'all know the date.
September the 28th. Let me throw that out on the screen real quick, and then we're going to get up out of here because I got to say the other things that I say that I always say because it's safe to say that it's important for me to say them. But let me just run this real quick. It's only a couple of seconds. Save the date. September the 28th, we got Bomb, we got Linwood, we got DJ Rukaze killing the game, we got freaking King Knox coming through and blessing the mic. I am honored. I am. So just make sure y'all come through and check it out. That's all I'm saying. It's free. It's free concert, so to speak. And we doing a tribute to Authentic John Doe because he was a friend of the show and he recently passed. And I ain't going to forget about him.
Even if it's free, y'all know the Cash App. Y'all know how to donate.
Yeah.
Cash putting this on. People are coming through. Share, care.
And it's my birthday.
And it's her birthday.
I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that in there. And it's my birthday. My birthday. I'm sorry. I'm happy about this. I don't know. I get giddy birthday month. But let me say these things real quick. Birthday month make me happy. It's just like, oh, I don't know why I'm excited about getting another year older, but I'm excited. Woo! maybe because I still look good for my age, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, mind your business. It's Cephalon on Media Mondays. Well, I tell everybody's business. I definitely tell everybody's business on the Media Monday. For sure. It's happening. I'm the tap in. Did I tell anybody's business today?
Yours.
Mine. Okay, that's not bad.
You talking about the crackheads.
It's not bad. Then tell everybody's business. Crackheads really don't handle business. They put their business on Front Street. So it's just like, am I really telling their business? And then on the wiretap on Wet and Wired Wednesday, I might tell some more of my business. But the wiretap, I'm definitely telling all your business. If you're a celebrity, you out here hurting people and being a disgusting, foul, depraved, heinous.
Diabolical.
Yeah. That one, that was crazy. It sounded like Busta Rhymes was about to say it, like, diabolical.
There's only 1 year left. That's what I thought about when you said that.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Don't it sound like you just Busta Rhymes about to pop out? Like, God,
I heard that Busta Rhymes popping up there.
I'm sorry. But if you're any of those things, I'm telling your business. And you have to do those things and have it accompanied by a court case. And then I'm telling your business. Okay. I do. I just see diabolical always make me think about Busta Rhymes. I don't know what that is. I'm sorry, y'all. Love you, babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies because I'm crazy. Don't tell them I'm crazy, but tell them that they are the greatest of all time, please. Let them know that they are great. They need that encouragement. They need that so much. Just tell them. That's all you got to do, man. Just tell them. They want to work for NASA. Tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. It's space. Buy a telescope. Great investment. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator. I know they got engineers over there too. All I know is they had a need for speed, and at one point in time they used to love muscle cars, and I will always love muscle cars, so they cool with me. But the point is, whatever your children decide that it is that they want to do, just encourage them to be great at it. Support them by all means necessary. Just support them. Okay. Time for a fair warning. Let me get a swig of water. I feel like I need to drink water before I say this. Stay in your lane, okay? My lane and your lane is not the same. Your lane's over there. My lane's over here, okay? And it's the safer way for you to live your life by staying in your lane. Because if you jump into my lane, you're going to get her. And you don't want her. She's not even nice. You're going to get her. You don't want her. Who wants that? Leave her over there where she at in the pride feeding a cub. You're going to open that gate and you're going to let her in. And she outside right now. You don't want her inside. You want her to stay outside in the wilderness where she is. Let her be free. Give us free. Just leave her alone, okay? You don't want her. You want her, and I need a new one. I'm going to get one, but meow. Yeah, because she's sweet, kind, and cuddly, or at least her hair. Hey. Shit. Hey, you big purr bitches. You heard that shit I had to throw on. Shit. I put that on the screen, Doc. Hey, you big purr bitches. But you don't want that first bitch. I promise you. So leave her over there. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck need that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So you just think, you're like, cat. All right. And then segues to my next point. J. Cole always listens to me. He's a good boy. Because if you chose to jump into my lane, then you did not listen to this next point, which is pick and choose your battles wisely. If you jumped in my lane, you didn't pick your battle wisely at all. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle to fight, but if you're gonna fight, just choose the right one. I say, fuck that shit. Worry about the war, because Mobb Deep been telling y'all that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. I'ma behave. I had to woosah. I had to mama say mama sama makusa. That was hard. But y'all know what I want to do. But they told y'all that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. And so I just say worry about the war and fuck those bullshit ass battles. Okay? Fuck them. No man is safe from. Okay. It's hard. It was really hard. It was so hard, Doc. I was. Okay. Lizzo also listened to me when I told her, and I'm telling you guys to be who you're gonna be. Be your authentic self, be your genuine self. Don't let nobody tell you who the fuck you're supposed to be. Because guess what? You don't waste a lot of time trying to make everybody fucking happy. You can never really make anybody happy anyway. You make them happy in one aspect, or you think that you're making them happy in one aspect. Guess what? They find a whole nother thing to be upset about. So fuck them. Worry about you. Live your life. Be happy. Be free. Be a hippie. I thought, you know, I'm going to add that on the end because I always be talking about my hippiness. Be a hippie. Join the revolution. Okay. Doc, baby. Okay. I'm trying to get them to join the revolution.
Hey, revolution may not be televised, but it could be streamed.
It could be streamed.
I think it's ambitiously ENT.
It could be streamed. I just say all the black hippies should come together and just
okay.
Figure this shit out. That's all I'm saying.
a fair statement, an honest statement, and a heartfelt statement.
But we love you.
I love you. It's all good. We can
convert you over to the black hippieism one of these days.
That's funny, but all right.
Because all we need is love. Okay, anyway.
Love is foundation.
Yeah, it is. The infrastructure for all things. Love. Anyway, so thank you for another great night.
Thank you for having me.
I'm starting to feel like these is date nights, Doc.
Interesting statement, but okay.
Because I see you every week. It's like, hey, honey, all we don't have, you have your drink. All we don't have is our meal in front of us.
Interesting. Look, don't let me play. I don't want to use the word play because I know you like words. Don't let me think anything different at this point in time. I will say that out loud.
Okay, well, anyway. So we got to get out of here. I'm gonna a little bit and find some shoes. Shoes to put on that are comfortable. Okay. I don't like shoes. I just want to wear flip flops and Crocs these days. But whatever. Anyway, we gotta get up out of here. That's that black hippie. I just want sandals and shit. But anyway, we gotta get up out of here, y'all.
Don't wear Tim's in the sand.
Away from my black hippie movement. Anyway, we love you guys. Be safe out here. Stay out of trouble. Mm-hmm. And good night. Bye.